You stay here, baby. I'll be right back to set you free. Or not. I'll leave you to play with them. I'll be right back. Babe, you can't ignore me the whole car ride. I know you probably think everyone in the waiting room heard your crinkle as you walked past, but honestly, they were probably just so focused on their appointment that was coming up, I wouldn't worry about it. I can see how much it's getting to you. Okay, maybe that one person pointed, but look, it's not my fault that you wet your diapers so much. I think if anything, it was your waddle that drew more attention. I'm sorry. I shouldn't make it worse for you, but you clearly don't have control over your bladder, and in certain circumstances, you need diapers. It's okay. And we only had to strap you down and lock the door because you would have run away. Tell me I'm wrong. Still silent. Okay. I'll take that as you understanding that I've made a good point. We can't just run out of every dental office and medical place every time you wet yourself. It's time to stop denying something that's very clear. You need to wear diapers. And this office was so accommodating. And honestly, I think the ladies found it so cute that you needed diapers. The assistant must have told the receptionist because as I was paying, she mentioned that she would order some right away. And she did it with such a big smile on her face. And they're probably so used to seeing the same old boring patients time and time again. But with you, getting to look after my cutie patootie, it's just something different in their day. It was probably so refreshing. I thought I was going to have to pry you out of the assistant's hands when it was time to go. Where did she get those building blocks from anyway? Still not talking. All right. You're not going to show even a little smile for me? Okay. Silence it is. Where's my grumpy love? Still hiding in our room. I'm watching our favorite show downstairs if you want to come join me. It's been hours, babe. Seriously? Enough of this already. The dentist visit feels like days ago. It's time to move on. Come on. Also, why are you just sitting in the corner? Come here. Let's just hug it out. Whoa. Why'd you flinch like that? Babe, enough. We're fine. Come on. Let's move past this. You're fine, honey. Come here. Are you scuttling away from me? Like what? I can play that game if you want. You want me to come catch you? I'm gonna get you. You might not be smiling, but I am. Here I come. I might even come and give you a big kiss. Oh. Oh, what is that? Oh, I just put my hand in it. The carpet's all wet. Oh. Oh, I see what's happened here. Okay. Babe, did you have another accident? It's okay. Shh, it's okay. Stop running from me. I'm not mad. That looks like a new diaper you're wearing. I'm gonna make a few guesses here. You took the diaper off that I put you in. I would say as soon as we got home. I saw you book it upstairs right away and I assumed that was going to be the case. And then, babe, you had another accident, didn't you? Uh-huh. And then you tried to put yourself into another diaper? Yeah, okay. Shh, no. No need to get upset or embarrassed. A little puddle on the floor is very easy to clean. Let me help you. Come here. Lie down on the bed, please. No more running away and being silly. Good. And you picked a nice diaper. You may not have put it on properly, but you picked a good one. There you go. Good job. And this one should have plenty of absorbency to last all night long. It just needs to be adjusted, that's all. You were very good trying to put your own diaper on. But from now on, you leave it to mommy. Shh, don't overthink it. Just let it happen. Hush, hush, hush. No questions. There you go. And we're not going to put on any jammy bottoms tonight. I need to keep an eye on this diaper. Yeah. Come along now. We're going to go downstairs. No more hiding, okay? It's late, and I bet you're a very hungry baby. Give me a hug. Come here. I love you.